Yesterday afternoon, Harriman called. posture, and I'm sorry, that's where I said in the ballot address, that if they don't, that the chances have been destroyed for the Congress. That's the purpose of this point.
But that's, I think that if I had found at least, I always say, I won't tell you anything. These are, this is the first time we have a real chance. It's very sensitive. But I'm conducting these talks. You see, I'm afraid that someday, if they think we need it domestically, that they'll just kick us in the teeth.
I think they will anyway.
But my view...
I think let's have a devil with lightning, and it can't be an argument to me. It's much better to attack the Congress for exploding negotiations.
But I think we're better off blowing it up. My instinct is that if it fails, if it looks like failing, which we'll know in 2 or 3 more sessions, we should break off about the middle of September and say we'll resume on November 9th, or something like that.
That's the end of the session if we ever break off.
Of a great record.
Not a record, just a record. We've got to be in a position to say the enemy obviously has been encouraged by Congress when the opposition candidate waited for the election. That's what my point is. Therefore, the Congress and the opposition candidate have torpedoed the chance to have a negotiation now.
I agree. That's why I think, though, it's good to have some mystery now and not get the other guys. I'm really worried about Hanoi. We have them on their knees psychologically, and if they get the idea that we need it more than they do, they're going to go back to their brutal life. But we're not over the line yet. It's just, if you give a press conference next week on television, I'd play it very cool.
Well, that's true. I think, too, that they read the stolen transcript. They'll see it right after I said that the enemy has...
No, the transcript
is... I said, no, I don't want to raise false hopes. I said, I'm not suggesting that there are chances, but I, you know what I mean, but that would. But anyway, be sure that we don't, that we, however, create the impression that it isn't the enemy that's in tough, but that not, and Congress is making the enemy tough. We've got the devil.
That's what
they
I said.
They've got to be the devil.
I talked to 3 of these goddamn...
I'm not going to tell you that these negotiations, this Carl, I've never misled you on negotiations. say what...
And Alice Longworth, of course, is egging him on, but now he and Joelle are our great pals. And, he said...
And on me, the interesting thing is, he said, Harold's not courageous to withdraw, is he?
Yeah. He wants us to replace you, but he doesn't want us.
I know, but he knows that withdrawal is a difficulty with their position. That withdrawal for prisoners. First of all, the other thing is
they won't accept it.
But a withdrawal for prisoners doesn't replace you. A withdrawal for prisoners is totally a bug out. A bug out. And Harriman knows that, doesn't he?
That's right.
And also, you know, the most important point that you raised, and I haven't heard you raise before, except in another way, you raised the point but not made the term. I hope you get it in your next meeting. The fact that he said, if we withdraw,
then they
raise the price, raise the ante, and he says it'll be blackmail in the U.S. Oh, isn't that true?
He said it will be the biggest blackmail bill anyone has ever to pay. I better go to the British Embassy already.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I'll bring Burke in around two.
Good.
And then
you might say it. Cheers.
Very much.